Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmiras Haloshin and Shar Zechira Perak Aleph, Shin number 19. Just to review, Dovra Melech focuses on one specific mitzvah, the mitzvah of Shmiras Haloshin. As the Chavetz Chaim opens his sefer, Me'aisha Chavetz Chaim, who is the man who desires life in Olam Haba? Oyv Yom Liris Toiv, he sees days Liris Toiv in a good way. That's Ba'olam Hazeh. Nitzar L'shoin Chameira. This is a person who guards his tongue from evil. He doesn't speak in the way of Lashon Hara about other people. Ask the Chavetz Chaim. We have 248 positive mitzvahs. We have 613 total mitzvahs. Why is David Melech focusing specifically on Shmiras Haloshin? To which the Chavetz Chaim answers, because when a person is careful not to harm someone's words, he's also going to be careful not to steal from that person. It's a whole big picture. When a person is careful not to harm someone bein adam lechaver with his words, he's also going to be careful in other aspects of this person as well. Now we turn our attention to how the Yetzirah attacks someone. What is the mindset of the Yetzirah? When we know how the Yetzirah attacks someone, we can avoid the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah's main battle plan when it comes to causing a person to do an avera, is between bein adam lechaveray, between man and his friend. Whether you're trying to get somebody to steal from his friend, whether it's trying to make his friend get him to be embarrassed so that someone else can feel better. This is the main approach the Yetzirah takes, bein adam lechaveray. And let's understand why that is. Because the more a person focuses on himself and his own personal needs, that's the more unlikely this person is to care about someone else and even notice the other person, that person exists. This is because a self-centered attitude, a self-centered person, makes it nearly impossible for a person to see the world from the other person's perspective. To realize that another person has another approach. However, once a person trains himself. Once he trained himself to remain cognizant and to realize there are other people in the world besides for him, and other people have feelings as well, and other people have needs as well, especially in speech, this person will no longer behave in a way of speaking without thinking. He trains himself, the person trains himself to think before he speaks. I want to just share with you something, a very timely point. Rav Avram Shor brings down from Rav Tzadik, HaKohen of Lublin, that the 3 weeks, there are three main points to focus on during the 3 weeks. And each of the 3 weeks have a special haftarah at the end of the parsha. And the first words of each of the haftarah is what we can focus on, says Rav Tzadik. During the 3 weeks, the first begins Divrei Yirmiyahu. The next is Shimu Dvar Hashem, and the third is Chazoy Nishayahu. Explains Rav Tzadik, each of the first words, we have Dibor, we have Shmiya, and we have Chazoy, which means to see, and that's what it means. The first week of the 3 weeks, we have to focus on our Dibor, our speech. In the second week, we focus on our Shmiya, what we listen to. And then the third week, we have to focus chazoin on what we see. But what does that all begin? It all begins with dibur. And that's also what the Chavetz Chaim is bringing over here. And this is how the Yetzirah comes to attack the person. It's the dibur, it's the speech that we have to focus on the most.